This is Akashwani, the news read by Sunil Verma. President Draupadi Murmu has nominated former Deputy Chairman of the Upper House, Harivansh, as a Rajya Sabha member. The tenure of Harivansh as a member of the Upper House ended yesterday. He has been nominated as a member of the Rajya Sabha after the vacancy was created following the retirement of former Chief Justice of India, Ranjan Gogoi. The Ministry of Home Affairs today issued a notification in this regard. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the youth of the country, once they resolve to do something, demonstrate it through action. Sharing Sanskrit Subhashitam in a social media post, Mr. Modi said that it is the strength of India's youthful vigour that the country strides swiftly along the path of development. Scrutiny of nomination papers for the second phase of the West Bengal Assembly elections will take place today. The deadline for filing nominations for the 142 seats in this phase ended yesterday, with April the 13th set as the final date for the withdrawal of candidacies. Stalwarts like BJP leader and leader of opposition Shubhendu Adhikari, Trinamool Congress chief Mamata Banerjee are in the fray in the second phase. Polling for the second phase is scheduled for April the 29th. Meanwhile, the deadline for withdrawing candidacies for the first phase concluded yesterday. A total of 1,586 candidates filed 2,304 nomination papers for 152 seats in this initial phase. Voting for these constituencies will be held on April the 23rd. The All India Majlis-e-Ittehadul Muslimin, AIMIM, led by Asaduddin Owaisi, has announced its decision to withdraw its alliance with the party headed by Humayun Akbar. In a statement, the party said it cannot associate with any view that questions the integrity of Muslims and confirmed that the alliance has been terminated with immediate effects. AIMIM also announced that it will contest the upcoming assembly elections in West Bengal independently without entering into alliances. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri today held a meeting with the United States of America's Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Washington, D.C. In a social media post, the Indian Embassy in USA said that India looks forward to deepening the engagement with USA in important sectors and to strengthen the comprehensive global strategic partnership between the two countries. Meanwhile, the U.S. Ambassador to India, Sergio Gore, has said that the meeting was focused on bilateral relationship, including trade, critical minerals, defense and the Quad. Mr. Gore informed that Secretary of State Marco Rubio will be visiting India next month. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said the partnership between India and Mauritius has seen significant progress over the past year. Speaking to the media after meeting Mauritian Prime Minister Naveen Ramgoolam in Port Louis, Dr. Jaishankar said discussions covered a wide range of areas including maritime cooperation, development partnership, health, education, capacity building and people-to-people ties. He reiterated India's continued support to Mauritius in line with its development priorities. Dr. Jaishankar arrived in Mauritius yesterday to attend the 9th Indian Ocean Conference beginning today. In Chhattisgarh, six people were killed in a tragic road accident on National Highway 30 in Kanker district last night. The accident occurred near Nathia Nawagam under Kotwali police station limits when two cars collided head-on. Three persons were injured seriously in the incident and have been admitted to Kanker Medical College. Israel has strongly criticized remarks made by Pakistan's Defense Minister Khwaja Asif, calling them outrageous and questioning Pakistan's credibility as a neutral mediator in ongoing Middle East tensions. In a statement, the Israeli Prime Minister's office said, calls for Israel's annihilation are unacceptable from any government, particularly one positioning itself as a facilitator of peace. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 3 wickets in a thrilling last ball finish at Eden Gardens last night. In today's fixture, Rajasthan Royals will face Royal Challengers Bengaluru at ACA Stadium. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.